It's the Afternoon Cruise, and I'm chatting with Pavel French, Queen Drea, and Tish Jones. These distinguished artists are coming together for a Juneteenth celebration at MIA on Thursday, June 20th. It's part of the Courtyard Concert Series. This event starts at 5, and in addition to these wonderful artists, they'll be joined by host and DJ New Black City. And this concert does give us a great opportunity to connect with and celebrate these artists. Pavel, Queen Drea, and Tish Jones, thank you so much for connecting with Jazz 88. We really do appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Hey! Yes, what thank you for having us.
Now, before we get into some questions for each of you as individuals, I wanted to celebrate the friendship and the spirit of support that I've witnessed from you three and many other people in your community. Tish, I saw you supporting Pavel when a piece of hers debuted with the SPCO many years ago. Queen Drea, I just saw you share a bill for a recent Pavel show that I also got to be involved in. Even with crowds, making art can be very lonely work at times. And I wanted to ask all three of you, and whoever wants to start, feel free, what is the friendship and collaborative partnership that y'all have mean to you?
Well, it means everything to me. Shoot.
Everything.
So I was formerly in edupoetic entertainment a long time ago, and that's how I met Queen Drea. I was the other singer that was a part of the group, one of three, and we just connected forever and have been connected forever. And then the same with Tish and I. We went to school together, grew up together, same generation. We were doing work together as teenagers, doing residencies back then, you know, while we were still at Central. So, like, you know, these people have been a part of my artistic life and my overall life, my overall neighborhood, community, Rondo, for forever. And it's just amazing to be able to create art over decades, like we were talking about, together in this way. And be doing it next week.
Here's artist Queen Drea reflecting on the importance of the friendship and the history that she shares with Tish Jones and Pavel French.
You know, I came to know, like Pavi said, through the group Edupo, and Tish, also around that same time, there was a real electric, like, you know, spoken word vibe at that time. And it was just so many amazing artists getting together. It was so bomb. Tish was a young, up-and-coming, just eager human, like, I wanted to eat up all the whatever was happening around. And I've been loving watching both Pavi and Tish come from these, you know, okay, first of all, as we were saying before we got on, I'm the oldest. Got about 15, 20 years between these geniuses, but I love that that means absolutely nothing except for when it comes to where's my phone. But watching these two, like, grow and expand is so amazing. I mean, I try to go to as many, like, Tish Jones, I always am supporting True Art Speaks, which is Tish Jones's organization that is all in for Black and other youth of color who want to be wordsmiths and who want to be, you know, work in a community. I wholeheartedly support Pavel, who does work composing and working and doing residencies with youth. I mean, like, watching these queens just grow and blossom is something that one of my greatest things in life to see.
Here is Tish Jones reflecting on the importance of friendship and shared history with artist Pavel and Queen Drea.
What came to mind was Brandy. Whenever I'm down, I call on you, helping hand you lend. Yeah, so I mean, I just feel like, I mean, because the real of it is, like, to be in this work, be in collaboration for so many years, decades together, you know, there's a strong bond between us. The bond is really what it is. And, you know, we bond outside of the music. We've been in these streets together as well, advocating for Black community, for Black liberation, as we talk about Juneteenth. We come from the same community, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally, we come from the same geographic community, right? We have this experience in these Black bodies as Black women, as Black artists, traversing this landscape in this community. So there's a bond, a camaraderie, an understanding, a shared type of experience that has really been a glue to this creative praxis and creative expression. The fact that we share similar values on top of all that background, and then the different vantage points, it's beautiful that, you know, we've all traveled the world and come back to this place. It's beautiful that there are age differences between us because we've been able to see different things and we come together with that wisdom, with that experience, with these shared values, and we get in the room and, you know, it's butter. It's magic. Literally, it's magic because we know what we're speaking to. We know that freedom, love for ourselves, love for Black people, love for our community, you know, penultimately, like, what we're striving for. Love that. That, to me, is, like, what makes this particular union of folks so incredibly, incredibly dope. On top of, like, these two sisters are the most generous sisters that, you know, I get to work with on a regular.
Let's hear a bit of Paviel's music. This is the song "Bye" on Jazz 88.
Now, I was told the main focus is self-preservation, but I keep on putting myself in the line of fire. This don't make no kind of sense to me, and my whole lineage has done this for our entire
existence. You're with Jazz 88. I'm chatting with Paviel French, Queen Drea, and Tish Jones, getting ready for a show June 20th at Mia. And I did want to ask, when you're preparing something, I agree with you that the work I've seen all of you do is magic under every circumstance. When you're deciding what you're going to do at a Juneteenth celebration, does that have an impact on what you choose to present, what pieces you choose to do, and how you want to build the show out?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Like, I'm doing all of my finest liberation work for this. It's all sovereign suite, sovereign music. A little bit from my past, you know, but just mainly the things that I want to continue to double down, the concepts and themes of freedom and liberation, Black freedom and liberation, that I really want to share and sow thoughts within people to talk about these things. That's the kind of music that I'm going to be bringing to an event like this.
Yes, yes. And I am doing work that I have been investigating on a goddess mythology, Mawu, from Benin, West African mythology, and I have been doing some investigation in this, in just the understanding of Mawu's is the creator in this mythology, the creator of our universe, the universe that we currently live in. And so I intersperse this mythology with on the ground poetry and sound poetry from griots from the Twin Cities, Jandeltha Ray and Shavonda Brown, as well as a little of Dr. King, the Dr. King that everybody seems to forget about. not the one that everybody likes to quote when it's time to quote King. And so I intersperse these sounds. A friend of mine called what I do audio collages. And so my audio collage will be, yeah, ain't that tight though? You know, I was like, yes, that's exactly what it is. And so it is it combines this mythology of Mawu with, you know, on the ground, like what has happened to this humanity she created.
We'll listen to a bit of Queen Drea's music here on the Afternoon Cruise on Jazz 88. It's the Afternoon Cruise. I recently connected with Tish Jones, Queen Drea, and Paviel French, who are teaming up for a Juneteenth celebration concert alongside New Black City, happening at Mia on Thursday, June 20th. Here's Tish Jones reflecting on what she wants to bring to a Juneteenth performance.
What I'm particularly interested in these most recent Juneteenths is a balance between imagination, like actually imagining our freedom, because, you know, in this Black experience, we're still quite oppressed within systemic and institutionalized racist practices, and thinking about the statistics in Minnesota for Black people as being some of the most egregious in the country. So I'm interested in inspiring folks to imagine themselves free, but I'm also really interested in challenging folks, because with the adoption of Juneteenth as a national holiday, we're also seeing the commercialization of Juneteenth and the Black experience. So I also I'm not like, I really, really, really want folks to understand that this is a painful history. It is important to me that folks understand that, like, it is the celebration of folks coming to learn that they were forced to be enslaved for an additional 2 years. You know, that they were not made aware of their freedom for two entire years. And the conditions of the enslavement of Africans in America was, I mean, you know, it was barbaric. It was American terrorism. So I also, it's important to me that while folks are at the food trucks and getting ice cream and, you know, listening to music and dancing and got the day off, that, like, I hope you're really uncomfortable. I want to make you uncomfortable because that is an uncomfortable reality. And yeah, that's where I'm at.
I applaud that. And I want to ask, I want to connect that to the relationship you three have. I've seen all three of you demonstrate a lot of courage within the Twin Cities world and beyond. And I wonder if knowing that each of you are navigating your own path but have similar values helps you have that courage. Because I think there's a lot of folks who go, I really do want to make people uncomfortable, but I'm not willing to do it. Or if I make them uncomfortable this year, will they call me back next year? And it seems like collectively y'all have the courage to go, we're going to do what needs doing, and we'll let the chips fall where they may for who gets the bookings next year. I've thought of you as trendsetters, but also trend critiquers and folks who go, oh, it's great Juneteenth is a national holiday. That doesn't mean it's a simple day off. It's something different than that. How does being with each other help you channel that courage when you need it? Which I imagine is pretty frequently.
You know what I have? You know, can I jump in first here? Because, like, Drea is like, so collaborating with Poppy this last year through True Art Speaks was absolutely amazing. And Drea, like, Drea is not lying when she says she shows up. Drea shows up to everything that we do. And, like, I don't have to be like, hey, sis, can you come? Like, and I'm naming this because I don't actually know. I'm not sure that I would use the word. I don't know if it's courage. Maybe it is courage, actually. I like that word in this sense. But what I have is like an unwavering faith in the Black community to support me. And these two sisters on this, you know, on this segment with us right now have been supporting me in courageous ways. Like if I speak out against something, or if my art is telling truth in a way that makes audience member X uncomfortable, or in a way that doesn't, you know, align with the narrative of the institution or whatever, I can look to my left and look to my right and I see these two sisters. And on top of these two sisters, I see the Black community also standing with me, next to me, et cetera, because I'm not lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the part of it. So what I actually, it's the faith in Black people here to navigate through the illusions, the disillusions, and, you know, the temptations of folks outside of our community to silence us, and that they show up and they stand up for righteousness and for those that are being brave on behalf of us, because some of us do have a whole lot to lose when we do speak out in that way. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, that's my response to that question.
It does take this bond and this thing that we have together to continue the work that we do, because it's, for me, extremely, and for all of us, extremely tiring to have to continuously do this work in cycles over and over and over. And so to have the support of these sisters, for me, I mean, is remarkable. I feel so much that I can step out on faith and that I can do this and know that I'm supported, whether the audience here in Minnesota supports me or not. Because I've seen that. Not everybody supports Sovereign. Not everybody supports Sovereign. Whether the audience.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. And that's big. They support my cover band. But they don't support the truth. And just knowing that I have people in my corner that absolutely understand it and respect it and love it and have spoken to me about it, that's what helps that courage of, because we're gonna do this regardless. It has to be done.
We're not just, you know, it's not just friendship and kinship, you know, we're co-conspirators. So that's what that courage comes from. Like, you know, we're co-conspirators, you know. Go ahead, Tish.
No, you good, because I'm also like, even Sean, for you to ask that question, right? Like, it's also like got to tap into the other folks who are like, who are outside of this trio that we're talking about, right? Like, I mentioned that extended family, Black family, but also, Sean, for you to even name that, right? Like, the question around, will this institution invite me back next year? Because I've held this institution's feet to the fire, will they call me back? Because, you know, like, I didn't do the feel good, minstrel show performance that they hope for that appeases their typical audience, or whatever the case may be. Because I spoke up for myself, because I spoke up for my culture, whatever. Like, will they call me back? I don't know. And the fact that you asked that question, let you know, is a form of allyship. It's a form of awareness. It's a way to spark a real conversation around action, where it's like, that's how we continue to do it, because it doesn't go unnoticed that people are, you know, penalized for self-expression, that people are penalized for actually trying to drive liberation. And again, when we talking about Juneteenth, this is all we should be talking about. We should be talking about what true liberation looks like. We should be talking about freedom of expression. We should be talking about institutions not wielding their power to silence artists, to silence, you know, Black people, to, you know, period, right?
So I love to capitalize on it, and to capitalize on it, and to commercialize it, and to make money off of it, and all of these things. Yes.
It's Jazz 88. I'm chatting with Paviel French, Queen Drea, and Tish Jones, having a really illuminating conversation, and one that is helping me recenter about what Juneteenth and a celebration of Juneteenth can be. I read in preparation for this interview some great materials and watched some great stuff from Paviel, Queen Drea, and Tish Jones. Tish Jones, I was particularly taken with something that an interview that you did about 10 years ago, and one thing you were talking about was the words tell you about deciding whether a piece is going to be something where it needs your spoken voice and your body, or is it something where the words want to live on the page. Queen Drea, in your bio, you state that everything is intentional, yet improvisational in nature, finding that balance between what you prepared for, what you might intend to do, and what the moment might call for you. But Paviel, I was thinking about what's the thing that's telling you? I mean, I think we all get inputs from a lot of different places, but if the words are guiding Tish towards where the piece needs to go, and if the scene and the audience is guiding Queen Drea to some extent about where that performance needs to go, what's guiding Paviel for what you need to do next and what you need to do on stage and in your art?
Oh, my mom, my ancestors, mainly my mom. Like, my family has, most of my family, I have a very small family on my maternal side, and most of them have transitioned. So all of that comes from them. I do a lot of prayer, a lot of meditation, and they told me a long time ago when I wrote Sovereign Suite that the blueprints have already been created, and that I have to just look back. It's a lot of Sankofa, it's a lot of historical reading, it's a lot of stuff that we've already done, and then with my own new ideas and things. But yeah, they speak to me often, guide me often.
That's inspiring and beautiful. And I wanted to give space for Tish Jones and Queen Drea. That's what I pulled from some of the stuff I was reading to prepare for it. But are there other things that push you as far as where you're going artistically or in your organizing work that maybe didn't make it in my little summary, but is important to your process?
What's important to my process is always coming from a sense of my identity. So, like, the Mau piece started off, you know, it started off me searching for, to understand my being drawn to nighttime and the moon. Mau's signature is the moon. And so that's how I started there. So coming from anything artistically for me, coming from, like, I've experienced this or I've, something like that. Like, that's just generally where I start. And so that is very important to me, because otherwise I feel like I'm selling something that's not mine.
Yeah, I think for me, it stems from a place of love. And it's in for me even saying that, because, like, some of the stuff is so hardcore, so revolutionary. So, you know, there's a lot of advocacy and activism in a lot of the work that I produce. But it really stems from a place of love, love for myself, love for my people, love for community, love for, like, the protagonist in the piece when that's applicable. And then also like being a vessel of love and a vehicle of love, because I think about improv or extemporaneous creative practices, and that at the drop of a dime, part of my creative practice is I'm changing this whole set because something feels off or something feels right and I need to move in this direction. And that to me is one of the greatest acts of love that I can show myself in that moment, that I can show my ancestors in that moment, and that I can show whomever is in that space with me, is to be fully present with them and make whatever adjustments need to be made so that we can be in an inspired moment together. So for me, that's the baseline.
It's an act of freedom too, I'd add, demonstrating that you go, I'm going to go where this moment needs me to go, which is part and parcel of the other things we've been talking about.
Absolutely. And it's an act of freedom to allow what's happening in the room.
Reading the room. Absolutely. That's why you have stuff on hand, you know. You got little things in your bag you need to pull.
Yeah, a little toolbox. Got a little toolbox there. Pull out all the tools. Right. I don't need a flathead. I need a Phillips.
Exactly.
Well, the toolbox is going to be overstuffed with talent, love, and passion, and honesty, and embracing and underlining some of the ugliness and some of the things that have to be confronted when you're talking about Juneteenth inside of this experience. And to get really some of the premier artists, not only in the Twin Cities, but nationally, to come together, both on this here little conversation, but also on stage on Thursday, is a real blessing. And I am immensely grateful for all three of you taking the time to chat, and immensely grateful for you and DJ New Black City to begin involved at MIA on Thursday for this Juneteenth celebration. I'll give a little space if anybody wants to add anything, and otherwise we'll get to some music, and really, really appreciate everybody taking this time. But if there's something you'd like to add as we close up this conversation, please feel free.
Yes, shout out to New Black City. They'll be DJing, but they also are dancers. They're an entire group of wonderful, wonderful dancers that will be having sets and in between our sets at the show at MIA. So shout out to them, because they are former students of ours and people that we really, really love.
100%. Yes. Also, thank you all. Thank you for creating the space and giving us this platform. Really appreciate that, your support. Yeah, man, just like, For Black folks, as we head into the season, love yourself.
Love yourself. And remember, it's about liberation. It's not always just about a day off and barbecue. It's about Black liberation.